The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 18, The Visions of Zechariah and Mary. During the reign of Herod the Great, a priest called Zechariah had a vision while he was on duty in the temple in Jerusalem. An angel told him that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a son who was to be called John, meaning, "The Lord is gracious." This would happen even though they were both past normal age of childbearing. Zechariah doubted this divine message. In consequence, he lost the power of speech. Soon afterwards, Elizabeth conceived. When she was 6 months pregnant, a young relation of hers, called Mary, was visited by an angel who told her that she too had been chosen by God to give birth to a son. He would be called the Son of God and would become a king of David's line forever. Mary exclaimed, "How can this happen? I'm still a virgin." The angel replied, "The conception will be the work of the Holy Spirit." Mary accepted the angel's message and went to share her good news with Elizabeth. Elizabeth blessed Mary for her faith and told her that when she arrived, she felt her own child leap within her. Mary rejoiced with these words, "My soul praises God, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, because he has chosen a lowly young woman to be the instrument of his saving power. From now on, everyone shall call me blessed, for the holy and mighty God has done great things for me. God has shown his mercy upon succeeding generations, upon all who fear him. In his strength he has defeated the proud and their schemes, humbling the powerful and exalting the humble, feeding the hungry and sending the rich empty away. He has fulfilled his ancient promises to the people of Israel, and he has shown mercy to Abraham's children forever." When Elizabeth's baby was born, after Mary had returned to her home, local people expected he would be called Zechariah after his father. However, because of God's message to her husband, Elizabeth insisted that he should be called John. When they asked Zechariah what he thought, he took a writing tablet and supported his wife. Immediately he was able to speak again and prophesied that his son would be the forerunner of someone even greater. This is taken from the Gospel according to Luke.